Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. One of the great challenges each of us face every day is to not allow the concerns of this world to so dominate our time and energy that we neglect the eternal things that matter most. Since faith is the only thing that man can do to please God, only faith can receive the promises of God. Confidence in the promise of God is another way of saying confidence in God. After all, God is as good as His Word because He is His Word. It is clear to us that the world around us is filled with corruption. Apostle Peter confirms this in his epistle, but he also identified the source of corruption and greed. It is human desires, a condition in which we are all controlled by passions. Under the influence of these desires, we can become overwhelmed with pleasures and possessions, or preoccupied with habits and hobbies. We can be driven to achieve power or yield to temptation. All of us can be vulnerable to these forces, but the scripture reminds us that believers can have victory over these forces of world's corruption caused by human desires through God's exceeding great and precious promises. God's promises are great because they are precious. And why are they precious? When we consider the content of God's promises and the great blessings they offer, then at once we see how very great they are. God in His Word not only promises His forgiveness, but also to remember our sins no more. He not only guarantees heaven, but He promises heaven with Him. He not only offers us His grace, but He promises that it will be sufficient for our every need. These and many other promises can change our lives and enable us to partake in His divine nature. The Bible informs us that God's promises are powerful and can have an overwhelming impact, but we must know them and put them into practice. We can miss out on this impact if we fail to use what God has given us. In your life, remember that His promises are true for you. Make a commitment to know and believe them, to act upon them. God's promises to all of us according to our faithfulness is His constant fellowship, continual grace, unconditional love, and uncompromised peace. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, "Because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises." These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Remember, my friends, sometimes we try to run so fast that we may forget where we are going and why we are running. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we love You and thank You for Your merciful protection, loving provision, and Your great promises to us. Lord Jesus, we are reminded today of the greatest promise of all, that You will be with us always. In Your precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.